Well, Heather, after, spending more than four decades as being a police officer and a law enforcement officer, with most of it being here, in the Twin Lakes area, it's just been my passion to be involved in it, at some level. I worked at state police in a lot of different capacities, and when I retired, I just, it's just something that's ingrained in you, and you want to stay busy. And I retired in 2021 from state police, and I just had, it's not an everyday thing, but I've had several people come to me and ask me if that was in my plans, and have encouraged me to do so. And, as the spring went forward and got into the summer, I looked at it and more, and I thought, I really thought, especially after working over at Marion County with Sheriff Alexander, there were, some things that we went into not knowing that, we've really been able to make a difference over there. And that kind of fueled a lot of it. It's probably the challenge as well, but looking at it, I think, we've had pretty good leadership in county government here, not just, on the law enforcement side, but, with the sheriff, the prosecutor, the judge, the court, and all of those. And the thing about it is, when government's good and it's working, it doesn't really get a big look. But when it's not, it does. And I'd like to be part of that, to get in and try to make it better, as we move forward.
What do you think, if elected, you can bring to the office, sir?
I think a lot of different life experiences. I've spent, almost better than 40 years as a police officer, but there's some things, I spent 20 years in the military as well, and I was raised in a military family, and deployed. And I think some of those life lessons that you get from, serving in a capacity like that, and seeing some of the things that I've seen over the years in law enforcement, whether it's been on the investigative side or, during a disaster, things like that, I just feel like there's some things that I could, could bring to it to help make those situations better, when we respond to them.
If elected, what would be your priorities for improvement for the office of sheriff?
One of the first things I think everybody ought to look at when you go into a position like that is to look at the personnel. Everybody talks about personnel policies and procedures are three of the big items that people look at to try to get a good idea of what's going on in the agency. And with that said, the people are obviously the key to that. And I think one of the main things I look at is probably a wellness type program for a lot of the, not just on the patrol side and the investigation side, but, on the jail side, because it's important. We said all the time over with Sheriff Alexander, if it's not good at the house, it's not going to be good at the office or out in the field. So, whatever we can do to help make their lives better and to have them coming in and having a better workforce, I think it'd be a priority.
Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery is the longest serving sheriff in the state of Arkansas. He's worked very hard to build the jail with the sales tax, and then, of course, to increase the budget for personnel and benefits package across the board for Sheriff's Department employees. How familiar are you with the budget and the jail and the daily operations?
Where I'm at, the jail that we have, the detention center, doesn't hold near the inmates. I think our capacity is 93. But one thing I've had to do over the last 2.5 years is learn the jail and the budgeting process and deal with that on probably a daily basis, being back in the jail, whether it's looking at some type of maintenance issue or transportation issue, something like that. I've become pretty familiar with it just because we didn't have a choice. We had to get in there and learn from day one. But I feel pretty comfortable with that. The budgeting is something that, when I was a school board member several years back, we were able to, that was one of the things that I thought was on the budgeting side is one of the most difficult things to master, and that's education funding and budgeting at that level. It took probably a year before I was even comfortable to try to speak about that. But I've been around it, especially the last 2.5 years with Sheriff Alexander and our team over there. And the other part of it is, pretty familiar from when the new sheriff would come in, we'd always be a part of that at ASP where we'd go out and talk to them and kind of let them know what they needed from us. And I was able to go through the sheriff administrative course here the last couple months and kind of gave me a better insight to not just the budgeting, but, the laws and the statutes that, govern not just the detention center, but the sheriff's office, and how it's different from a normal, say, a city police department.
I just want to clarify your answer in the very beginning when you said we don't have near the capacity. You were referring to the Marion County Jail in that answer.
Yeah, that's correct. I think Our capacity at Marion County is 93.
Right.
Compared to the sheriff's office in Baxter County.
I just didn't want it to be misconstrued that you were saying we're not utilizing our capacity here in Baxter County.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, not at all. No problem. Just final question, sir. I mean, what do you want the voters to know that if elected our next sheriff of Baxter County, what they can expect from you?
I think they can expect, and those who know me will know they'll have come to expect that. I mean, they're going to get a full day out of me every day, and we're going to, we're going to take things head on. This is a job that you have to be at your very best on your worst day. And, I can tell them that, I'm a candidate and I'll be the sheriff that's going to be that one that's going to do his and give his very best on the worst day, when I have to and do everything I can to just make our community better. I mean, we know we've got a great place to live and, I just want to be part of, making that a little bit better. And you asked me earlier, everybody's got probably a little different twist on why they want to do something. The other part, with me and people don't realize that, I spent a lifetime doing this. My wife's been a school teacher for many years and it's got its point. It's one of those, I kind of want to give back. I mean, this community has been good to me. I've raised, two daughters, proud two lady bombers there. And I've, I just want to be in a position where I can help give back to the community that's been really good to me and my family.